KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees. We look for it to be a continued partly cloudy today with a high of 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In state news, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker spoke privately via Skype to Republican legislators in Iowa yesterday, encouraging them to embrace the same kind of collective bargaining changes he enacted in Wisconsin 6 years ago. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
There was a two-hour public hearing at the State House last night about the bill the Iowa House and Senate are preparing to debate today. A huge crowd turned out to voice their opposition to the Republican-backed measure. Critics say the bill guts Iowa's collective bargaining law for public employees, leaving base wages as the only item unions and management may negotiate. Rick Scott of Lawton is president of the Amalgamated Transit Union based in Sioux City.
Just because you have the political power to do something does not mean that it's the right thing to do.
Carrie Gruenhagen, a small business owner from Walcott, says thousands of Iowans believe their tax dollars are too easily spent.
That money comes out of our paycheck. I know that I am a lone voice up here today, but I, like many Iowa families, have had enough.
Gruenhagen was one of four people to speak in favor of the bill during the public hearing. Three dozen spoke against it. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In area news, the Glenwood Police Department reports four recent arrests. On Monday, 31-year-old Jacob Jones of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Jones was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until making an appearance before a magistrate judge. On Sunday, 18-year-old Brandon Tappan of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was also being held in the Mills County Jail until making an appearance before a magistrate judge. Saturday, 25-year-old Lindsay Miner of Glenwood was arrested on charges that include burglary, serious assault, criminal mischief in the second degree, and domestic abuse assault. Miner was being held on $30,000 cash bond or surety. And on Friday, 40-year-old Travis Handley of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for ongoing criminal mischief and theft in the second degree. He was also being held on a $30,000 cash bond or surety. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported four recent arrests. Early Monday morning, 43-year-old Travis Donald Batten of Glenwood was arrested at the Sheriff's Office on a warrant out of Council Bluffs for violation of a no-contact order and harassment of the third degree. Batten's bond was set at $1,400. Sunday evening, 56-year-old James Ray Clark of Pacific Junction was arrested in Mills County for driving while revoked. His bond was set at $1,000. And 35-year-old David Joseph Jay of Glenwood was arrested Sunday evening on a warrant for ongoing criminal conduct and theft in the second degree. Bond there set at $30,000. Friday afternoon, 28-year-old James Robert Bohensky of Council Bluffs was arrested on Highway 34 at 180th Street in Mills County for driving under suspension. Bohensky's bond was set at $300. Sheriff's officials in Union County said yesterday a man from Lorimore had suffered serious incapacitating injuries and was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines following a rollover accident early Saturday morning. 48-year-old Patrick Love of Lorimore was traveling east on Rio Road a little after midnight Saturday, and as he came to the intersection and curve with Strawberry Lane, he failed to negotiate the curve, causing the van he was driving to cross the center triangle ditch. The van then ramped over Strawberry Lane and entered the east ditch before impacting the ditch and rolling onto its driver's side. Love, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was partially ejected from the vehicle through the windshield and had to be extricated by mechanical means. Damage from the crash amounted to $9,000. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported several arrests over the past few days. Late Sunday night, 36-year-old Andrew Dodge of Omaha was arrested for public intoxication following a disturbance at Fred's Bar in Avoca. When Dodge was asked to leave the establishment, he refused to do so and was escorted out of the business by bar patrons who then locked the doors. When Dodge tried to get back in, he nearly broke the door. He was arrested on the public intox charge at around 11:15 p.m. Sunday. Sunday afternoon, 64-year-old Roland Smith of Panama was arrested near Minden after a deputy ran the license plate on Smith's pickup truck. A record check indicated Smith had a warrant out of Panama for forgery. He was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Early Sunday morning, 25-year-old Brandon DeNovo of Council Bluffs was cited into court for interference with official acts following a physical disturbance in Pott County. And 39-year-old Clinton Gardner of Oakland was arrested at around 1 a.m. Sunday for OWI third offense following a traffic stop in Oakland for having a defective muffler. Saturday night, 41-year-old Kevin Daub of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense and carrying a concealed gun following a traffic stop for speeding just north of Crescent. Saturday evening, 30-year-old Jonathan Kunze of Underwood was arrested in Pottawatomie County after he was pulled over for traveling at a high rate of speed. Kunze was charged with OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, 174.5 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Early Saturday morning, 49-year-old Robin Stander of Council Bluffs was arrested for public intoxication following a disturbance at a residence. And late Friday night, 53-year-old Richard Steiner of Macedonia was arrested for OWI first offense after he failed to stop at a controlled intersection at Highway 59 and Aspen Road. Well, police in Council Bluffs on Monday said they were notified that another Facebook page has surfaced recently in an attempt to mimic the official Council Bluffs Police Department's Facebook page. The fake page posted a few screenshots of some actual information, along with a story involving a bus crash. The story offered a link to read the entire story. Officials say it appears the link may unfortunately be associated with a virus, misleading, or false information. The Council Bluffs Police Department informs you that their Facebook page is the only official Facebook page for Council Bluffs Police Department, and they encourage everyone to be careful of any link that they may click on and ensure information you receive from it is accurate. Authorities said also that as a tradition, their official media releases will be in the form of a press release and will not contain a link. In the event you have a question about the legitimacy of a post, you can contact the police department directly by phone. Also report any suspicious or fake Facebook pages directly to Facebook. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says he's pleased to announce that on February 10th, the Pott County Sheriff's Office Division of Communications was recognized by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children for demonstrating commitment to protecting children by completing the necessary requirements to become a Missing Kids Readiness Project member. The Division of Communications is now one of 259 agencies in the U.S. who have achieved the status and the fifth agency in the state of Iowa. The NCMEC Missing Kids Readiness Project promotes best practices for responding to calls of missing, abducted, and sexually exploited children. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.